Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Are you really okay with me?
Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
Whoa! Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Oh, yeah!
So Hammer, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, he's a Kansas City Chiefs All-Pro tight end, just won another Super Bowl. You're not going to believe what he did. He committed the sin. Let me gather myself here. Travis Kelce liked a pro-Trump Instagram post from Sage Steele, and the Swifties are losing their minds. Are you okay with this?
I'm going to defer to Allison on this one. Allison is a resident Swiftie. I'm going to give her the nickname. I'm going to force the nickname upon her. The voice of Swifties in Indiana.
That's great. No pressure.
Allison, what's wrong with you people?
That's a great question. Like we said earlier, everyone buys shoes, right? Republicans
Correct.
Buy shoes. I think everyone listens to Taylor Swift's music.
But people on social media that follow Taylor Swift, and they know where she leans politically. She hates Donald Trump. She endorsed Biden back in 2020. She had cute little cookies that said vote for Biden and all yeah. that stuff back in 2020. Now they're freaking out because the dude she has relations with, the football player, liked an Instagram post of somebody else saying something nice about Donald Trump.
I have nothing for you. I truly have nothing for you.
Well, I can't believe in this day and age.
I don't know why they care.
People are outraged. They have time to be raging over someone clicking like.
Correct.
Get a effing life, losers. And I don't even know. And Sage Steele, by the way, the former ESPN anchor who was let go. There was a lawsuit involved because of something she tweeted pro-Trump or something like that. All had to do with her. But I just honestly, Hammer, I mean, like, really? Like, I don't care.
Of all the things in this world to be yes. upset about, of all the things to lose your mind over, who was so upset at Travis Kelce for liking a post from Sage Steele about Trump? Now, if the picture was Travis Kelce wearing a MAGA hat and it said FJB on his shirt or something like that, maybe we could have a debate. But it wasn't even his post. Maybe he's just friends with Sage Steele and clicked like. But Allison's friends, the Swifties, are losing their minds.
Great.
All right, this is for both of you. Let's stay on Taylor Swift here for a second. Courtney Love, who is once notoriously, you know, famous for being married to Kurt Cobain of Nirvana.
Yeah.
Courtney Love doesn't think Taylor Swift is important or interesting. She's got this new radio series called Courtney Loves Women. And in an interview to promote it, ironically, she took some shots at Taylor Swift. Quote, Taylor is not important. She might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist. Are you okay with these comments?
No.
So first of all, before we get into the Taylor Swift stuff, Courtney Love's radio series is called Courtney Loves Women. And what she's doing here is just crapping all over yeah. one of the most popular women on the planet right now. Seems a little counterproductive. And for Courtney Love to think anyone is, you know, boring or whatever, who is she? She's a nobody. The only reason we know who this awful woman is because of her insanely talented husband, who a lot of people think she killed.
Well, well, she was also in a band called Hole at one point.
Right.
So there's that.
Would we know Hole if it weren't for her talented ex-husband?
No.
No, not at all. So, Allison, I'll defer to you here. Courtney Love bashing Taylor Swift, calling her basically not important, not interesting.
She's just trying to get publicity for her book. So she's going to say the word Taylor Swift. And two, you can like someone's music and still say they've made an impact on society.
Listen,
thank you
to
very
you.
Much.
Wow, hot take from Allison.
Right. I want to get back to Courtney Love killing Kurt Cobain. Can we have that discussion?
There's been a couple different documentaries.
Right.
About the theories there.
There's a rumor, there's a theory out there that Kurt Cobain didn't kill himself. Kind of like a Jeffrey Epstein thing. Somebody else was involved, and that someone may or may not have been the lead singer of Hole.